how to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Shyampa.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know this was Robot Appreciation Week? No, really, I made it up.
Oh, Betty, you make all kinds of things up. Jesus.
She really does, doesn't she? Always looking for attention, that Betty, I tell you.
I tell ya.
I need a beverage.
Last week it was robot size zero, whatever the fuck that means.
I am so stressed out.
I know you are, Betty. You're always stressed
out. We all are.
We're all stressed out, Betty. That's how life goes. So, hey, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's cast of Episode 70, Snowmageddon 2016. From Monday, December 12th, 2016. The Joan Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. Wait, we have sponsors. When the fuck did we get sponsors? You told me I couldn't get my latest scheduled tune-up because we didn't have any sponsors. Anyway, this show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. There's your trigger warning. With that said, hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Hey, thank you, Betty.
I am so stressed out.
Boom chakalaka. You are welcome, Anthony. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
You go, Betty. All right. Pizza. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy and 74 degrees, 23 degrees centigrade for snowbirds, with a humidity factor of 79%. There's a dew point of 67 degrees, and the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday, will be partly cloudy with patchy dense fog after 1, with a low of 66. Tuesday, we'll have areas of dense fog before 10 in the morning. Joe will fly away by flapping his arms in the Chicago studio, and then mostly sunny with a high near 79, and then he's going to fall over in his chair, partly cloudy with a low around 65 overnight. And you know, Joe, I must say, it really is... This morning was so gross. It was 67 degrees.
Anthony.
It was 67 Ooh. Degrees, which is beautiful. Ooh. I know you think it's beautiful, and that's understandable. It was 67 degrees, but it was 100% humidity. The dew point was 67 degrees. So everything felt wet. It was like I was lying in bed and the sheet, just even like the top sheet, and it wasn't wet, but it just felt wet. Everything felt wet and sticky, and it just felt gross all morning.
That's exactly really gross.
But then it actually wound up clearing up, and it got a lot better today. So Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77, then partly cloudy with a low around 66 overnight. And that's your Cheyampa Tampa Bay weather. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Cheyampa Chicago weather from Chicago Midway's International Airport, KMDW.
I lost my trajectory to pizza.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's snowmageddon. What's happening in Chicago?
Oh my goodness, Joe. Are you all right?
Flights across the Midwest were canceled as a winter blast rolls east. Actually, it's 1,600.
Wow.
But yeah, more than 1,600 flights were canceled at Chicago and Detroit airports Sunday as a winter storm swept through the Midwest on its way east, threatening to bring even more snow to parts of Ohio that would have probably been today and last night and early this morning. Some places have seen nearly 3 feet of snow. That's crazy. Now, here in Chicago, they recorded 3.9 inches of snowfall at O'Hare as of noon on Sunday, Midway's 3.7. By the time the evening was done, though, it was like, okay, maybe 5 inches.
So you really didn't get a whole lot. It wasn't that whole big, like 20 feet of snow you were planning on getting.
You know, this is telling, though, Anthony. This is telling. This is very telling. What it's telling us is that the people that are currently living in Chicago must have lived in warm climates before they came here.
Apparently.
Because to them, 5 inches of snow is like panic mode city.
Oh, that's nothing. I remember going to work in a foot of snow. Uphill, really? Both ways.
Yeah. So, but today, you know, it right now, well, when I tell you what it's going to be like right now, you're going to be like, oh, crap. But
so are we
today,
done? Oh, are we done with our breaking news?
We're done with our breaking news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Hold on. You got to wait for the flare. It's always about the flare.
I'm feeling flared. But, If you're a passenger and one of your flights was discontinued, I hope you made it home safe.
Your flight has been marked down to 99 cents at the bargain bin at the front of the big lots.
So, unless you're listening live, it is not currently 16 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 9X Celsius for you touristy types from anywhere else but the United States. Now, there is a humidity factor inside the studios of 31%, but outside it's 74%. The dew point is 9, which gives us a wind chill factor of warp 3 degrees Fahrenheit. It's cold, folks, let me tell you, and it's going to only get worse. The wind is out of the southwest at 12, and for you pilot types, the visibility is, 7 miles. Tonight, Monday, we'll see snow likely, mainly between midnight and 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Now, they didn't say how much snow, so I have a feeling it's just going to be for looks only. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, with the temperature rising to near 18 by noon, then falling to around 13 during the remainder of the day. Wind chill values as low as -1. Northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting as high as 20. That's cold. But it's not going to be as bad as Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be a stinker cold, but mostly sunny, with a high near 16, but wind chill values as low as -7.
Holy shit,
breezy,
Batman.
With a west wind 15 to 25, with gusts as high as 35. And then look for more snow on Friday and Saturday. Snowmageddon continues.
Yay!
And that's your Cheyampa Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@cheyampa.info or give Betty a call at 813-327-8566. She awaits and desires your juicy details.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
So, remember way back in episode 13?
13? Yeah, that was like yes. November of 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was quite a while ago.
That was quite a long time ago. But I had talked about using this app called Robinhood to invest in stocks.
Yes. How did that happen? What happened with that?
Guess what? I never even used the app. I remember talking it up, like saying how cool it was and da-da-da-da-do. Well, guess what? Instead, I went with Wealthfront. It's another app. This app is geared more towards retirement. It's more towards a long-term retirement. You can set your risk score. You can start with as little as $500. And right now I'm doing $100 a month. And let me tell you, with the market doing as good as it has been, I've been making some money.
You're seeing some good returns on your investments there, huh?
Yeah, your mileage may vary depending on your risk tolerance what you do with it, because you can change the risk tolerance like once every month, I think.
All right. It's not too bad.
And there's not a whole lot of things that you can physically manipulate. It's more data driven. It's just like put money away at it. It's better than a savings account.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, yeah, if it gets more than like a 0.0001 percentage interest rate, you know.
Yeah, right.
You're doing much better with that than a savings account. I was actually kind of curious because I've invested in some cannabis stocks. And they've actually been doing pretty decently. So
good. That's great.
I invested in MSIG and MassRoots. So
now, which app do you use, if I may ask?
Fidelity.
Okay.
I use Fidelity.
Is there a minimum?
No, because this is actually just buying the actual stock. So as long as you cover it, I mean, if you buy too little, it's kind of not worth the expense of the brokerage fee, but. If you, these are like the one weed one was kind of like a penny stock. So I bought like 100 shares of that and it wasn't too, but it gave me like, it was like $20 or $26 or something like that. So, it's been slowly growing. It had a couple dips, but in the end it's been doing much, much better. So,
well, if you believe in the company and you feel that they're going to do something good, then they seem to be
doing well, and I guess they've gotten, one of them got some good deals. So we'll see what happens. So, speaking of good deals, as I munch on my dinner because I'm so hungry.
Folks, we got some exciting news. We're going to try and secure a return interview with, if you remember, I don't remember which episode was it. Well, which episode?
62?
That we had.
61?
Amy Mellon.
Yes, Amy Mellon. Yes. I've been following her on Facebook, and she's been doing a lot in trying to combat the stigma of marijuana use. And this delicious-looking crouton that is soaked in Caesar dressing with some Parmesan cheese that will not stay on my fork. Damn you, crouton!
Guess what? Children. It was episode 65, folks.
Was it episode 65?
It was episode 65, November 7th, 2016. So, yeah, keep look on our Facebook, our Twitters, and our website, and we'll post some more info when we have that show.
Exactly.
What else we got? We got some other cool stuff in our little talking points here.
We
fake
do.
Fake news.
Fake news, everybody. Hold on. Let's access the database first.
Accessing the database.
Let's do that.
This is my Kris Kringle cup, by the way.
It looks like an orange. What is it? Or a tampon. Oh my goodness, it's a snowman.
It's a snowman, but on the side, it's kind of like his buddy.
His butthole.
It's his little buddy. It's not his butthole.
What is his buddy, though? That's the question. Oh, wow. Okay. So, anywho, yes, fake news. Fake news. What is fake news, Joe?
Fake news is supposed to be like alt-right sites and anything that says a particular person did something when in fact they did not. And somehow people get attached to it. I guess there's been studies done where I was reading something in the New York Times. People like get hooked on fake news, but you know, you can get into a nasty circular logic thing of saying what exactly is or is not real,
which is interesting, because you know that a list, the government published a list of fake news sites, and they were talking about it on CPR for a little while because he was in Cuba and apparently couldn't upload anything. But Black Agenda Report got listed as a fake news site.
And Counterpunch
got listed as well.
Yeah.
And anything that's not by the beck and call of the mainstream media seems to be on this list. So,
yep.
And they're wearing their badge proudly. It was a good interview with CPR. So who distributes this fake news, Joe? Who sends this to the world? It's the Russians, isn't it?
Yes, apparently the Russians, like RT, Sputnik, you know, Breitbart is part of this whole thing. You know, and it's just like, I wish I paid more attention to it and had more patience to sit through this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, in my opinion, and I know we're going to get into it in a little bit on your next point, all of it is possibly some kind of really evil plan to either subvert people,
yeah,
or capture people that are not up to the state standards, kind of a McCarthyism.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I yeah. So what can we do about it, Joe?
Wow. Well, you know, one thing you can do, and this is good for anything, you know, you see something that seems like too good to be true, Google it, look it up. Don't just accept it on face value and start sharing it, because that's the last thing you want to do, because one of your friends will catch you
up. Get this in your head. When you read a questionable news story that sounds too good to be true, get this music in your head. This is the Google music search. Get that in your head. Just start doing that. Just start doing that in your head. There you go. Yeah.
If we don't hear this...
Right.
Then there's a problem.
So obviously, you know, it's out there. You know, we got to be a little bit more conscientious of what we read and what we believe. So, but here's the other question: is the real corporate media news? You know, is that also real? I mean, they've been caught with their pants down, especially the Wall Street Journal has been caught with their pants down a few times, fabricating stories. And, you know, the question, you know, like in a lot of ways, you know, a lot of what they report on in terms of international affairs comes directly from the White House.
And you know what? That is real in terms of what the state is going to push out. That's the real. Now... everything else is conspiracy. And, you know, that's where things get tripped up. And here's what I'm going to do for part C of my talking point.
Okay.
My thing is either pay attention to all of it or pay attention to none of it.
I see.
You can't pick and choose what you want to look at. You got to look at Fox. You got to look at MSNBC.
Uh-huh.
You got to look at RT. You got to look at all of it.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, is the future safe,
and especially
Joe?
Especially look at the comments.
Is the future safe, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
All I know is that there's 30 more seconds until I give you some real good news.
Where's my safe space?
There are no safe spaces in this program.
So folks. Yeah, so stressed out. Yeah, Betty's stressed out. So yeah, so what it comes down to really is now, you know, we have to be, you have to scrutinize the news, and I know we try to carry several different news, some, you know, news feeds and stuff like that, including the next news feed that we carry.
And now for the news.
Someone sound.
Good evening, folks. From the Cheyenne Chicago News Desk, here is your latest news headlines.
News headlines!
Yes, news headlines that load slowly. Oi. Anthony, someone's been naughty in Utah.
There's a lot of naughty people in Utah. I've been there before.
You know, I gotta say, I love UPI News, UPI.com. And this Ben Hooper, he finds some whoppers of stories, man.
Yeah, well, that's good. Like this one. Fantastic. So tell us your next story. What's this all about?
This one from Orem, Utah. A Utah police department is asking the owner of a seized drone to step forward and claim it, as well as its videos of unsuspecting residents in bathrooms.
Oh my, we need to get some curtains, Louise.
Right? The blinds aren't working.
No, apparently not with this drone around, so go on.
The Orem Police Department said the quadcopter drone was seized Saturday morning when a man spotted it hovering near his window and followed the unmanned aircraft to a church parking lot where it landed without any sign of the operator. I've seen those goggles that you can put on that you can control your drone from remote. It's scary. Police seized the drone and discovered it contained multiple videos of unsuspecting residents as seen through the windows in their bathrooms and bedrooms.
Oh my goodness.
Now, that's frightening. Now get this though. This is the best part. The drone also contained footage of its own operator. Who police said is known to investigators and has had a previous conviction for voyeurism.
Wow.
Wow. But the Post said police are hoping to speak to someone who answers yes to the questions posed by the department. The Post included a photo of the device with text reading, "We found your drone," as well as a photo of the operator with his face hidden by an emoji. "We know who you are, but let's make this easier on everyone."
Wow. Well, at least they're trying to be polite about it for now.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. How about that? So,
yeah. Wait, let me push escape so that I can look at things better. There we go. Just as a side technical note, I need to move the timer app over to the other machine.
So you can correctly see it?
Well, because otherwise I can't have you in full screen mode.
Oh, I must be in full screen mode. You can put me in a little window, that's fine. You kind of hang out over here by the mixer. You're kind of like off to my side. I see you in my peripheral vision.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on to the story because I've got it called up now.
All right.
So I don't know, but luck is a pretty funny thing, just like fate. Wouldn't you agree, Anthony?
Yes, banter. Oh, banter, sweet banter. I agree.
Well, this crazy man out of New Jersey won a $1 million lottery jackpot. Ooh. But he only had the winning ticket because of a cashier's error. Ooh. Yes. Apparently, the lottery said the man won the prize by matching all five of the white balls drawn on the ticket he purchased from Sam's Day and Night food store in Lakewood. Robin, 28, co-owner of the store, said her mother sold the winning ticket to the player, a 70-year-old man who is a regular customer. Why is it that fucking old people always win the goddamn lottery? Why?
I know. Old people and already wealthy people.
Why?
Or just the other thing is people, there have been people that have won it I've gone through it in like no time flat, which has been frightening.
Yeah.
So the lottery, some say, is more of a curse than a blessing.
But get this, though. This is the kicker, okay? This is where fate comes in. She said the man usually picks his own numbers for the lottery, but her mother accidentally sold him a quick pick ticket, which turned out to be the winner.
Wow.
So money's not everything, but he said he's very happy about it. Yeah, he was excited, but he had the balance of himself.
Well, good. Good for him. Good for him. That's nice, freaking nice, awesome. Ending. It is. So, someone else is getting happy.
I used to love watching Bullwinkle and Rocky on Saturday morning cartoon. Their shtick was always, you know, kind of politically bent, if you know what I mean. And
oh, yeah,
funny
totally.
At the same time. But times have changed, haven't they, Anthony?
Yes, they have.
Well, folks, you thought you saw it all, but we'll post this photo to Facebook because this is too good to be true.
This is quite amusing.
Is a moose with a taste for car exhaust was filmed huffing
the moose
gas from the back of a vehicle in a Russian city while the other
Russian
man brushed off the snow.
Was this near Chernobyl?
You know, I don't know where it was. All I know is it was by
Moscow.
A YouTube user named EDMIK81. You can go to YouTube and look him up right now if you like. But, it's a video that shows the moose bowing its head down behind the vehicle parked on a Russian street and holding its nose up to the automobile's exhaust pipe.
Huh.
The fume-loving moose doesn't seem bothered by people stopping to watch it.
The
car's owner doesn't really seem particularly fazed by the animal as he brushes snow off the car. He's like, I don't care. It's a moose.
Wow.
What's the moose going to do? He's like in
the moose. In Mother Russia, the moose moves you. You don't move the moose. In Mother Russia, the snow brushes you. You don't brush the snow. The moose smells the exhaust pipe.
You know, this kind of fits in with the fake news story.
It does. It really does. Yeah, Don DeBar made some comment about the one commentator from Black Agenda Reports. I can't remember her name. I want to say Deborah, but I could be mistaken. And I probably am mistaken. But yeah, he had made a comment.
I know who you're
about
talking about, though.
Yeah, yeah. She's the lady that the woman he normally interviews. And they had made some comments about her and her husband being the whole Boris and Natasha type of thing, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
It's quite fun. This Russian thing is really getting a lot of traction. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
So the man eventually gets into his car and he drives away, leaving the moose to climb back to its feet while onlookers have a laugh.
Bye, moose.
You know, these kinds of things don't happen in Chicago.
Well, you don't have mouses?
Mice?
You don't have moose in Chicago. You don't have moosin. Is that oxen, foxen, moosin, goosin?
We have fox.
You do have fox. You got NBC as well.
But guess what, Anthony?
yeah, what is it, Joe?
I have no idea where we're at in time, but that's all I got for you, dude.
Did you lose your counter? Where'd your time go? I thought you just can't see it at all now, can you? Did you break the time?
No, because I have ugly lights.
Ugly lights?
That's all I look at now is ugly lights.
Oh, my goodness. No, see, you should put a timer in for your news at least, dude.
Well, you know what? I noticed that we did have a tad bit of time that we can do a plug.
Well, we got about 50 seconds, so we can. Yeah, I kind of moved him down to plethora.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air? Smells like Teen Spirit, and oh yes, hyperlooped galactic, higher than a fucking kite streaming experience. Well,
X-Lax.
Oh, we didn't run X-Lax tonight. Well, if you'd like to be part of this unhinged experience, visit Chiampa, that's chiampa.info to find out how. Is it a full moon? Feels like a full moon. Anyway, folks, we're going to ask you to hang tight, and we're going to be back in about 4 minutes while I go load this car. I turned repeat off. All right, I think we're actually right on time, so here we go.
We are not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious Refresh-O-Rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mighty Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's crazy Florida news is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is fuck. Why can't each day only have one fucking day? National Ambrosia Day, National Dingaling Day, Gingerbread House Day, and poinsettia day. Ambrosia to me is fine-tuned diodes.
Did I go over time?
White as Roger.
Yeah.
The ding-alling around
here. I forgot
here.
That I had the Roger
get his
voice
own
loaded.
Date besides the day he was initially oops created, or eight. Is today Roger's birthday? Anyway, I bet Joe likes gingerbread cookies. And poinsettias. I don't like them. I am tired of talking to you people. Now go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Thanks, Betty.
Oh, you got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
I am so stressed out.
You're telling me. Where the hell did Roger come from?
For some
Hold
reason,
on, I think I aspirated an M&M. Hold on, I think I aspirated a fucking M&M. Hold on.
No. And then so oh I did 2 minutes on the microwave.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We've gone off the tracks. Okay. All right. Break is over. It's time for some crazy Florida news.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah. So, as a part of tonight's crazy Florida news, we're going to play a new game called Who Can Get the Highest Bail? A fun new game show that may make occasional appearances in my crazy news in the future. Joe, are you ready to start?
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. I got to take a drink of water, and then I'll get started. Joe's mouth is full of popcorn.
I'm snorting my popcorn.
Inhaling it, literally. That's fine. I was eating my pizza and salad while he was doing his news. So turnabout is fair play. I will not argue with that. All right, so I took a drink of water. All right. Let's start. I think I did aspirin and M&M, though. This should be interesting. All right, so sometimes when you're in the ICU, which I may be, you'll want to continue to live the Florida lifestyle. Our first story of the night comes from WFLA News Channel 8 Tampa Bay and tells us about our third place contestant in our game show. According to reports, Hernando County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a call at a Bayfront Brooksville Hospital on December 6th because someone had called 911 about a person possibly smoking drugs in the hospital's ICU. So just lighten it up right there in the ICU.
Wow.
Right? So when deputies arrived at the hospital, they were told that a female patient was observed putting a glass pipe up to her mouth and smoking it, to which she put her life and the lives of those in the hospital at danger because she was also on oxygen, which is highly flammable.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me about it. Yeah, exactly. So hospital staff told deputies that they believed the woman's boyfriend, Scott, 53, brought in the pipe and substance that the patient was smoking. Deputies asked Scott if he had anything illegal on him and if he would allow them to search him. Prior to the search, deputies said that Scott abruptly removed a cigarette pack from his right pocket and removed a clear plastic bag and a red straw. Deputies say that the substance on the straw and the small bag field tested positive for methamphetamines. Scott completed a sworn written statement that the meth belonged to him. He was arrested on charges of possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was booked into the Hernando County Jail with a bond of $10,000 bond. Hernando County Jail booking records show that his girlfriend had previous drug arrests. So that was our third place.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to take some more water here because I think I really did aspirate an M&M. I'm going to have a peanut tree grow in my lungs now.
Do we need to call an emergency
A
non-code R?
Not yet. You can call Catania, though, when it happens. All right. So let's move ahead to something a little sexier. Yes.
Ooh,
yeah. Snowbird season brings out the best in crazy Florida news and often can lead to some Florida nakedness. The Naples News brings us a story of a New York tourist that was finding her own way to live the Florida lifestyle, taking second place in who can get the highest bail. Collier County deputies, Collier County deputies responded to multiple callers reporting that a vehicle had gone into a canal and that a woman had gotten out of the vehicle and was running in the roadway naked, according to an arrest report. Deputies arrive to find Akar fully submerged and Shamika, 23, from New York, sitting on the sidewalk under an umbrella that someone gave her in an attempt to cover herself. Is it hold on. How would Roger pronounce
it? Let's see. And
how would Betty? How would Betty pronounce?
Shemeki. Well, I'll tell you in a minute.
He says Shemeki, which I don't. That just sounds. Shamika sounds more. I mean, Shamika.
Shemeki.
I thought it was Shamika. We're gonna go with Shamika. It's spelled S H E M E K I A H. Shamika. Sometimes names are difficult for me, especially ethnic names. I'm sorry. I'm cracker. Shamika wasn't sure whether they were if there were any other occupants in the car. So firefighters and deputies entered the water to investigate and did not find any other occupants. While medics were checking in on Shamika, she stood up and began to walk into traffic and was yelling about Satan and God. So Shamika visiting, and she's 23. I was kind of surprised. She's really young. She's only 23, but she's visiting from New York. So far, she has crashed her car into a canal on the side of the road, and she was walking around in traffic naked, screaming about Satan and God. This poor woman has lost her mind. When deputies asked Shamika what her name was, Shamika, she told them that it was... Oh, my goodness, I heard myself. What was that all about? She told them that it was Callie Malloy. Yeah, Callie Malloy. So Shamika then told deputies that she had been with a man with dreads and that he had drugged her. And then she stopped speaking and said she had told too much. So clearly she was someone slipped her something, a roofie. So she did not remember what happened during the crash and had no visible injuries. Deputies covered her with a blanket and started walking her towards the ambulance. But after they passed a second patrol car, Shamika had stopped walking and asked deputies where they were taking her. She did not want to go to the nut house. When she was informed that deputies were taking her to the ambulance, she yelled no and pulled away from the deputy, dropped the blanket, exposing her full nakedness once again, and began to walk backwards into the road. A deputy told Shamika to return and reached out to grab and pull her back in, which she responded by shoving the deputy and continued walking backwards towards the median while she was still yelling and screaming about God and Satan. I don't know what the fuck this lady was on, but she was definitely having a bad, I don't know, acid, meth? Meth could, I don't know. It's too much. I don't know what the hell. Something severe. When the deputy reached for her, she began flinging. So basically, they just had to take her down. Eventually, after all this tomfuckery, they were like fighting and blah, 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 blah. They did a body flip and they took her down. She was taken to a hospital to be evaluated.
She'd be all fucked up.
She was also taken to a hospital to be evaluated. Once she was medically cleared, she was taken to the Naples Jail Center. Her bail was originally set at $50,000, but then revoked according to the jail because she had been out on a bond of grand theft charge since December 2nd. She's not been doing very well since she's been in Florida. Not good. Although she still does
not... Mental head basket.
Right? She still doesn't take the cake for the guy that got arrested, like, living in Florida, like, I think it was 2 hours. He was in Florida 2 hours and he got arrested and thrown in jail. It was the one on the motorcycle that was following the moving van with the mysterious guy. That's in the running, by the way, for story of the year. It is. So anyway, her bail was set at $50,000, but she does get best of show... because her bond was eventually revoked, but she does not win the grand prize. She just gets best of show. All right, so Shamika, she might have been fucked up on something and walked around naked, but let me tell you, she's a kitten compared to this one. Holy shit. Oh my God. The meth heads. Meth heads. Meth heads everywhere.
Crazy.
Oh, they are. They are crazy. Crazy, crazy. And then some of these people that oh my goodness, like this dude. This dude here. Alright. I'm gonna clip on my headphone cord to my shirt. And I got 45 seconds to make it through this, so we're gonna go a little to the left. There you go.
Excuse me, folks.
So anyway, hang on to your panty, folks. Our first place winner of the night is a live one from the Panama City News Herald and tells a tale of a man with a possessed cell phone, a lighter, and a dream. According to reports, Anthony, 29, was under the influence of methamphetamine. At the time, a person named Grizz was telling him through a special mobile phone app what he should do to a family who owed the Grizz money for drugs. Anthony thought he was tripping balls at first, so he asked the caller if he was real. Shortly after the inquiry, a vehicle drove by and threw a pink glow stick out the window, indicating to him that the phone messages were real. The scary thing is it might have just been some random person throwing a glow stick out the window. Anthony was told to drive to a house on Pebble Beach. When he arrived, Anthony saw an SUV outside and knocked on the door before entering. Anthony drank milk and had some cookies from the refrigerator and rummaged through a purse, taking credit cards, card keys, and a SIM card for a cell phone. He then found an orange lighter and set the living room couch in the couch in the living room ablaze. As Anthony fled the home with the sofa inferno developing, he noticed some propane tanks outside and decided to open the valves to make sure they were empty. And then he placed them inside where the family of three remained asleep with the sofa inferno burning on like the 70s. Anthony then took a blue towel while inside the home, placed it in the gas cap of the SUV outside, and set it on fire. And he then ran to his vehicle parked outside but couldn't figure out what the fuck he was doing, so he ran away. Eventually, the family was awoken from the fire, escaped safely, and the fire department was contacted. Fire crews arrived at the home to find the home ablaze, as well as a fire in an abandoned truck on the roadside near the home. Investigators found documents belonging to Anthony inside the truck and determined that the fire was caused by a cigarette he had dropped in his passenger seat. He was located and arrested 4 days later. After his arrest, investigators questioned Anthony about his involvement with the fires set inside the home and the rag stuffed in the gas tank of the SUV parked outside. Anthony appeared in court on Thursday on a charge of first-degree arson of an occupied dwelling. He was originally arrested for and charged with burglary, but the fire marshal's office decided that it's time to bump up the charges. So here we go. Anthony is being held on $90,000 bond and wins our prize of the night. A long-time close relationship with a guy named Bubba on the cell block who will make him squeal like a pig. Woo! And we got our LGBT moment. All right. So, that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database or tune to Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bong, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start labbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thora.
Betty, I love you.
Oh my goodness, it's Roger.
No!
He's talking about Betty.
Betty, I love you.
Roger, go away.
I am so stressed out.
Right? Roger just won't quit. Poor Betty. She can never get a break. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Okay.
That popcorn is good.
I'm eating. You know what I did? I got some Doritos. And I,
Well,
you know how I told you that there's an accounting office next door because the Chinese restaurant's downstairs, but they won't give me any more. I've extended too much credit on the Chinese restaurant on the first floor of the strip mall. So there's an accounting firm next door, and I learned that I can go through the wall air conditioner and go into their office break room. So far, I have been working on a bag of stale Doritos and a half-eaten Snickers bar. But it's quite delicious, let me tell you.
For some reason, I kept asking, wanting to ask, are there any Denver omelets?
No, there were no egg McMuffins in there. I looked, trust me. I even went through the refrigerator looking for some fried rice from the Chinese restaurant downstairs, but they had nothing. So, anywho.
Well, hey, we want to give some thanks to some people that we like a lot.
We do, because we like these people a lot. Like. We like you. So go, yes. Joe. Tell us about who we like.
We like the World Labor Hour, which has moved to WRFU, and they're getting better. They're sounding a little bit better each show, which is awesome.
I agree.
They talk about a lot of really cool labor-related issues, give you some history and background, and kind of apply it to the current world context. Then we have Don DeBar at CPR News. He recently had a setback, but he's coming back, and he's trying to find himself a good place, because apparently Cuba's having some issues.
Seems that way, yeah. But yeah, he was in Cuba. We're going to hear a lot from him, I think, in this upcoming week, because he was in Cuba all last week. So it should be interesting.
And then, and speaking of interesting to hear, we've got our friends from Boston Free Radio, especially Toppers of SCA TV, Somerville, Massachusetts. Really funny programming, folks. It comes out on the weekdays in the afternoons. Traffic with Toppers.
Traffic with Toppers.
2:30?
3:30 Eastern.
Which is 2:30 Central.
Yes, 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. And it runs until 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
And then we got to thank Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com because he supplies all of our background tracks.
All of this shit that you hear is Kevin McLeod. All this music, mm-hmm. all this stuff. It's fantastic. It makes wonderful beds. It's so flexible, and he's got a plethora of his music. Mm-hmm. And so we sponsored him. We bought the music. You can buy the music. What was it, $50? You buy the collection.
Yeah.
Something like that. Go support him. Give him money. Buy the collection.
Well worth it.
Definitely worth it. Tons of stuff to listen to.
Especially if you're a podcaster and you need background tracks. You want to spice up your news stories. Because, folks, we had a chance to listen to one of our recasts, episode 13, last night or the other night or some other night.
Last night.
And this is before we used music behind our news. And let me tell you, it was boring.
It was. It was. So, anyway. So, you wanted to talk about Santa.
Secret Santas.
Okay.
This is one of my gifts for Secret Santa. It is the quintessential ugly...
Oh, my God.
...sweater.
Did you post that to Facebook? You should. You should post that to Facebook. Who gave that to you?
No, I bought it at Target.
Oh, did you?
And I'm giving it.
Oh,
as
you're
my
giving
secret
it.
Santa gift.
Oh, thank God you didn't receive that. Is it supposed to be gaudy or? We used to do a white elephant at the office.
It's for the kitchen manager.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, does he like Star Wars?
I don't know. I don't care.
It was Darth Vader on a sweater with candy canes surrounding it. And what was he on, a Christmas wreath or something? His head was on a Christmas wreath. Oh my God, it was so tacky. I have to buy it and wear it. Where'd you get it from, Tarjay?
From Tarjay.
Tarjay.
Now here's the thing. I got one for myself. And yes, we will post these on our Facebook.
Oh, it's got the cute factor. It's a pussy wrapped in a ball of lights.
Yes. With a crazy ass face on the cat too.
So
you know, ugly sweaters, Secret Santa, it's finally caught up. It all fits in. It's fucking Christmas holiday.
The Christmas lights I took from the attic this year did not work. I was very unhappy. I have to buy new Christmas lights from Big Lots.
Maybe there's one bulb that controls it all.
Oh my God! I spent like 45 minutes with it last night, and I'm like, I can rebuy these for like $3. Fuck that shit. I'm done. I'm not gonna spend 3 hours of my life sitting here when I can just, and I know it's terrible, and I know it's horrible, and I try to be green, but I'm like, no, I'm sorry. They just go out in the trash. I will buy new ones for $2.99.
You know,
and done.
I gotta tell you. The LED ones we bought for the restaurant have held up quite nicely. Really quite nicely.
The husband does not like the LED lights.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He is anti-LED, anti-fluorescent.
Why?
He says they look weird.
The LEDs that we've got, they don't look any different. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. I'll post it on Instagram.
There you go. So,
and I'll call it traditional Christmas lights.
Exactly. So you, we talked about snow. It hasn't snowed that much more. Where are we at? Oh my goodness, we are running out of time.
Yeah, ugly lights in 14 seconds, folks.
Okay. So New Year's, we'll talk about New Year's after Christmas. How's that sound? All right, make sure you take your fiber. Publix cart service is being abused by perfectly normal people that can do things, in my opinion. I saw this woman that had been running a marathon going like through the store with her marathon shirt. This dude was pushing the cart for her on the way out of the store. I'm like, honey, have some dignity. Push the cart yourself. I don't know. It just seems lazy to me. That's just how I feel. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. But hey, you know what? It's how the world turns right now. Restart it once in a while. We got chickens everywhere. And what makes me angry? Oh, my God, running out of time. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights have come on a while ago. And you're still next to that date. The custodial staff is giving me really nasty looks. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, no matter how you do. I invite you to check out Weekend with Joe, where I play content from all over the place, especially some cool stuff from archive.org. You can catch my show Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Then be sure to tune in for Headphone Meditations. Ooh, with John DuBose.
Don't break your arm.
Headphone Meditations is a pretty cool sampling of metal rock and other eclectic sounds. Tune in starting 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's sorry.
Yeah.
That's right, Joe. Don't forget, make your morning more commutable. Your morning commute more commutable with Commutable Times with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our level automated host, Betty. She has awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net. And let me tell you, she has been finding some weird stuff lately. And she's got a sassy little attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And hopefully some more ones over the holidays, since I think I'm going to take some time off of work. We also have the Shortwave Report from Outfar Press, hosted by Dan Roberts on Monday mornings right after rush hour. Shortwave is a wonderful resource for news throughout the globe. Usually a few different points on where he reports from. Later in the day, you can catch Radio Thrift Shop with CPR News always at noon. Great programming from your friends from radioforall.net and archive.org.
Wow, so much great programming, content you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. We can't go without plugging our own stuff. Please visit us at www.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info. For our broadcast schedule and more. And follow us on Twitter at Chiampa Radio, and keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us as Chiampa Radio, all one word.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow, we're kind of actually on time here, aren't we? Kind of frightening.
Yes.
Wow. This is good stuff, you know? Hey, I don't get so... I get lost, but I stay somewhere in the reality. Kind of funny.
I had foreseen this action, and I was going to ask you about that.
Foreseen what action?
The conversation offline.
Uh-oh. Did I do something wrong?
No. It feels like we get the same strain at the same time.
It does, doesn't it?
Weird.
It is weird. Woo-hoo! Yeah, right? It must be whatever's in popular programming. All right, so let's go. We got 30 seconds to go. I'll give myself a lead start. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, don't go running around naked after setting a sofa ablaze while smoking meth in the ICU. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an M-E-T-H.
It's old English.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.